Shalom Aleichem, everyone. Thank you to everyone who has been participating in and those people who have organized this Or Chaim project. We're up to Os Yud Gimel in Or Chaim. Shalom lahasiach al kol shel bracha. A person should make sure to not have a hesach hadas once they're engaged with the kos shel bracha. What Rashi says that this means, and this seems to be accepted by most Rishonim, is that when a person is benching, and they're benching al hakos, which of course is a question in and of itself of whether that's necessary, whether it's just a nice thing to do, but if they're benching with the kos, once they have the kos shel bracha in their hands, so they can't have a hesach hadas. They need to be focused on that kos shel bracha, they need to be focused on birchas hamazon, and the Rishonim point out within Rashi, we're not just speaking about the person who is the mevarach himself, but anybody who is engaged in that mitzvah, anybody who is part of the Zimun, anybody who's listening, those people themselves need to be focused on the kosher bracha and on benching, and certainly not speaking during that period of time. And the poskim also point out that it really goes before the kosher bracha. Right? Once a person does, they wash mayim achronim, which of course, in and of itself is a debate in the Rishonim, but once you watch my Machronim, so you need to be totally focused at that point on Birchas HaMazon. Now, this one line in the Gemara, Shalola Hasiach HaKosho Bracha, gives birth to a multifaceted discussion of the Rishonim of different types of hefsekos, different types of interruptions. Namely, you have three different possibilities of interruptions within, for instance, we'll take Birchas HaMazon. Number one is that before benching starts itself, you haven't started benching, but you're preparing for benching. You're holding the kol shel bracha. You're already involved and invested in advance in the mitzvah. And then you have the potential hefsek, the hesek hadas, ben bracha lebracha, right? In between any given bracha, whether it's Birchas HaMazon or other such mitzvos, that you have multiple pieces to not be mafsik in between those brachos. And lastly, on the most simple level, is that within any bracha itself, to not be mafsik. So you have the preparatory period, you have the period in between different facets of a mitzvah, and then within the chefza shel bracha, or the chefza shel mitzvah, not to be mafsik then. And of course, it goes without saying that we showed him discuss that the halacha is different in all these cases. Right? There's a different halacha of a person who's mafsik in the middle of a bracha, where he's not yotz to the bracha itself, versus the person who might be mafsik ben bracha lebracha. Right? So every situation has its own sort of unique halachos, and sometimes the halachos are somewhat subtle. Now, bigadol, these three periods of potential hefsek speak to like a larger religious ethic, speak to a larger religious dynamic, in the sense that you have, on a simple level, the maisa bracha or the chefsa shel bracha, to not be mafsik in the middle of a specific religious act, and that speaks for itself. Right? A person, they're involved in a religious act, so you're not davening Shemone Esrei, you know, and also looking at your phone and also speaking to someone else or also sort of engaged in a conversation with sign language or, right, there's a focus, there's an intensity on the specific religious act itself, and not doing that invalidates that religious act. And then you have not being mafsik ben bracha lebracha, right? I finish maybe a specific prat, a specific piece, but I'm still engaged in the larger maisa mitzvah. I'm still engaged in a larger religious act. And I need consistency, and I need something that's harmonious between those various pieces of that religious act. And again, one can construct basically an entire life scenario of the necessity of having a consecutive presence of mind in the overall maisa mitzvah and the overall religious performance of any given act. And then you have the hesech hadas or the hefsek of the preparatory piece. The mitzvah hasn't started. It's not a question whether or not I'm being mafsik in the bracha or mafsik ben bracha lebracha, but me as the gavra, am I fully engaged? Am I fully focused on what's ahead of me and what I'm supposed to do? It's really a din in the gavra. It's not a din in the chetza. And then that's a totally separate question. and a much more complicated question, much something to sort of think about the entirety of a person's life. Me as a Gavra, am I consistent? Do all the various pieces of my life somehow fit together? Yeah, it's not based on the Maisa Mitzvah. It's based on the Gavra. So you have a person who's a big learner, right? He's very smart. He's a Lamdan, but he's not refined, right? That's a hefsek in the Gavra in regards to the world of religious performance. Person might have a beautiful pair of tefillin, but they're also rude. And this is something which we showed him to speak about, at length in many different cases. For instance, by the halacha, which is made famous by the Rambam, that a person, even though we say osek b'mitzvah, pater min mitzvah, but osek b'torah chaya b'mitzvos, right? Learning Torah does not pater you from mitzvah observance in other places. And what the Rishonim pointed out, and the Acharonim pointed out, there's a beautiful discussion by Aharon Lichtenstein on this topic, is that if a person who says, I'm learning, and therefore I'm not involved in kiyum ha-mitzvos, so what there is obviously a separation between his learning and his life. That's like the ultimate hesach hadas. The whole idea of this shitas harashi, that even in preparation for the mitzvah, you can't have a hesach hadas. Again, that's a focus on, in the world of the gavra, in the world of the person, is there a consistent, focused effort on not just any given mitzvah, but on an overall religious life? So those are the three pieces. Again, the chetzah shel bracha, not to be mafsik there, the overall mitzvah performance in either any specific mitzvah or a mitzvah life in general, and then, of course, that the gavra himself, in all sorts of different ways, is consistent in their religious performance. All of those questions come out of this very simple line in Osiyud Gimel Dorchas Chayim, Shelo Lahasiyach Al Kos Shel Bracha. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. I look forward to continuing to learn together. Be well.